It's Paki Waha. Well, Georgie Fame looking to link up Māori music artists with a new wave of up-and-coming music producers in an all-new remix comp. George and his partners here at the Manukau Urban Māori Authority are teaming up with Te Māngai Pahu and one of their favourite Māori artists, Rai, to give aspiring producers the chance to remix one of his tunes. Now, listeners are encouraged to put in some mahi to give it a remix, and the winning producer is going to hear their song played on George FM and score 500 clicks, maybe to spend on upgrading their own producing studios. A lot of people are working from home in their bedrooms, on garage land and the like. Te Pare is also helping to invoke a taha Māori kaupapa into the way George FM rolls. We've been partners for years in a sense, and wonderful to have Te Pare with us again today. Tēnā koe, Te Pare.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Who came up with this neat idea?
It's actually been in the works for a while. I believe it was the content director, Dean Campbell, and Nadia at Te Māngai Pahu. So they've been wanting to do this for a while, and we're actually just getting it up and rolling now.
Remixes are always interesting, and it takes an established song but gives it a tweak and a different feel. Rai is a wonderful talent as well. We've worked with him over the summers gone by, but his music's being well received through the iwi stations. How's it sitting on George FM's playlists?
Well, that's why this type of competition was actually initiated, because we want to introduce, you know, and normalize te reo through all different types of music genres. And George FM, as you know, is electronica music, and so it's house, drum and bass, and festival type music. So this was a way of allowing a natural marriage where it could be a part of a playlist and not stand out, but be normalized and give a new flavor, and just also celebrate te reo in a new and fresh, innovative way, really.
And it's a collaboration with the Manukau Urban Māori Authority. We have had a long association with George FM because we're funky and hip out here in the south, aren't we, Te Pare?
You are, Dale, you are.
It was Tami Iti who actually, and our good friend Tami, and he used to get on there and play beats, and then he'd come back to Wātea with all these neat instrumental grooves that he would put underneath his music. So that was sort of celebrating some of that style. I like a bit of dance and electronica, and I'm a bit of D&B fan myself too. So what about you, Te Pare?
Yeah, well, that's why I was keen to just try and throw this out there. And I know with you and Paki Waha, and we've got our iwi stations to promote it, because you're right, there's people think it's like a Pākehā thing, but it was actually funny when I started 3 months ago, I went onto the Instagram pages of the DJs, and Dan Orks, who does the mahi mix from 12 till 3, all these tūhoi were following him, and he's an Australian DJ. But you'd be surprised at how many Māori are actually into the electronic and music scene. And like this week, we have Tiki Tāne doing a remake of his song Summertime for George specifically. So it actually is out there in the Māori scene, and I'm really keen, because like you said, there's a bunch of talent out in the rurals in their sheds, you know, already making beats. And so maybe your beats might be a little bit more skewed towards hip-hop, but I just want to encourage everyone to give it a go. And also for me, wahine mā, I really want to make sure wahine in the music industry take these opportunities to just throw their hat in the ring and, you know, put your stuff out there, because the stories also, if you tag George, are being shared on the Instagram page. So it's an opportunity to just highlight those other talents across New Zealand, because George actually goes from Christchurch to Hamilton. You know, our Tamaki Makaurau frequency is here in Auckland, obviously, but George FM spreads out across the Mutsu. So that's my dream. I know there's a 14. We already had a 14-year-old send in a remix, which I was like, what? And he's been mixing since he was 11. So I know our Māori kids out there as well have a lot to offer to this competition. So that's what I'm passionate about, making sure the message gets out to them and they give it a go as well.
So you take one of Rai's songs, R-E-I, you'll find them on the net, get in there, remix it, send it in to Georgie FM, and they'll play it there if they like it, and you'll get $500 to spend on something else. Te Pariti with us. The mahi is worthy, isn't it, Te Pariti? Because I can sort of hear Taha Māori concepts being interwoven with the delivery, and even our Aussie mate Dan Ox, who I've enjoyed over the years, is starting to accommodate that or to embrace aspects of te reo Māori. So it was a sound strategy to put you in as a Māori spy at George for us.
Well, Dale, you know, I've tried to be subtle. And,
Your cover has been broken.
It's been good. Everyone's been really receptive. I see it as a great opportunity, and I guess when you're working with that creative mind space, and it's initially it was everyone was just feeling it out. How's this going to work? But as we've gone along, we're just really developing it. And everyone's excited, and our listener feedback has been phenomenal. Pākehā are really, you know, our tradies, as I talk about, who listen all the time, they're finding it their space to practice and to try things out. Our DJs themselves, you know, I DM them. Our Pākehā DJs are really working hard on making sure the pronunciation's right. And making incremental changes that just normalize things, so it's not, oh, here comes the Māori thing, but it's just weaved in throughout the day. So, you know, tēnā koutou, you know, our drive host, you know, that's something that's just normalized now. And it just begins to tune the ears of people who maybe aren't used to the reo, starting to, you know, utilize it daily. Mahi, we've just replaced work with mahi. Like, every DJ just says mahi now. The morning show, it was, you know, good morning, everyone. Now it's just mōrena whānau. It's just fluid. And the response back has been so positive. You know, the listeners themselves are texting in and saying, so cool to hear te reo Māori. So it just shows you people are not as resistant as maybe we think. They're just, once you normalize it, which it should be, because it's Aotearoa and it's te reo, it's really embraced and it's a feel-good vibe. So, yeah, I'm happy with that, how it's going. I think they are. They, you know, regularly check in with me for, is this all right? Is this pronunciation? And, you know, we get excited about what we're doing, so that's cool.
That's our wonderful friend Te Pariti from Hori FM. Tēnā koe, Te Pariti.
Ka kite, Dale.
Thanks a lot. George FM.